You're listening to SBS News.
Global Operation Trojan Shield is a worldwide investigation involving police raids across more than a dozen nations to shut down international crime. Deputy Executive Director of Europol, Jean-Philippe Lecouf, says legal agencies have gained new insight into crime, which is likely to lead to further inquiries.
From New Zealand and Australia to Europe and the USA, with impressive results. More than 800 arrests, more than 700 locations searched.
32 tons of drugs have been seized, along with 55 luxury cars, firearms, cash and cryptocurrencies. The bust was made possible through the FBI's decision to have a secure messaging platform created for use in the criminal underworld. This move then gave the FBI access to communications on the service, and authorities monitored millions of messages. The contents allegedly included discussions about money laundering, drug smuggling, and even planned killings. FBI Special Agent in Charge Suzanne Turner explains the Federal Bureau of Investigation received a copy of every message sent on the platform.
The amount of intelligence that we received was staggering. From seizing drugs, guns, and millions of dollars in multiple currencies, to addressing more than 150 threats to life.
Acting U.S. Attorney Randy Grossman says those who were allegedly distributing the service known as Anom are accused of marketing and selling thousands of devices.
All defendants are foreign nationals located outside of the United States, and today FBI agents and foreign law enforcement partners arrested 8 of the indicted defendants. The others are fugitives.
Distributors initially sold 50 devices to organized crime syndicates, and over 3 years, Anom gradually became more popular. Swedish police say the intel that's been uncovered has led to a drop in shootings and explosions. The Dutch National Police Chief says the operation has dealt an unprecedented blow to criminal networks. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.